Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. In the beginning of this week's Parashat Tesaveh, the Baal HaTurim brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned here even once. Although from the time of his birth until his final speech at the end of the Torah, Moshe's name was mentioned in every single Parashah, here his name was removed. Why? Because when he was pleading with Hashem to forgive the Jewish people for the Egel, he said the words, Ve'im ayin, meheni na mesifrecha asher katavta. Hashem, if you don't forgive them, please erase my name from your Torah. Because he said those words, Hashem said, now I am going to take you out. And seemingly, Moshe's name should not have been mentioned in the entire Torah. But the Vilna Gaon writes, Hashem interpreted the word Misifrecha, which Moshe used, to mean Misefer Kaf, from the 20th book, which is Parashat Tesaveh. But the Mefarshim are bothered. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to sacrifice his eternity on behalf of the Jewish people. We know every letter in the Torah is so precious. Rabbi Akiva was Doresh, mountains of halachot from the crowns on top of the letters. And here Moshe was willing to sacrifice the over 600 times his name is mentioned in the Torah in order to benefit the Jewish people. Shouldn't he be rewarded with his name being mentioned even more? Perhaps we could say that the removal of his name only from this parashah was actually a reward. We know every time a person's Torah is learned, he gets rewarded for it. If someone learns a lesson from another person, that person is rewarded for teaching that lesson. Every time we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu and the lessons he taught us, he is being rewarded in Shamayim. Because Moshe's name was removed only from this parashah, there is so much focus on discussing Moshe Rabbeinu here. We are talking about him more that his name was not mentioned than we would have had his name been mentioned. We all talk about now the greatness of Moshe, how he was willing to sacrifice himself to benefit others. And we learn that lesson. And this is very precious to Hashem. We find that in the area a person is willing to sacrifice for others, midah keneged midah, Hashem gives that person even more blessing in that area he was willing to sacrifice in. Pinchas was willing to give up his life to stop the plague on the Jewish people, and Hashem rewarded him with eternal life. The Gemara tells us a man by the name of Dama ben Nitina had a precious stone that the Jewish people needed for the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. And when they came to buy it from him, his father was, the key to the safe in which the jewel was locked up was under his father's pillow, who was sleeping at the time. And Dama said, I will not wake my father for any amount of money. And he lost that sale. A year later, Hashem rewarded him with a red cow. And the Jews came back and were willing to pay any amount of money for that cow. He was willing to sacrifice money to honor his father. Hashem said, I'm going to give you even more money. Hashem appreciates all of our sacrifices to do the mitzvot. The Mesilat Yesharim writes, Ha'oseh chesed yekabel chesed. When we go out of our way to help others, then Hashem gives us even more. Ukechol sheyirbe la'asot, yirbe lekabel. The more we do for others, the more we receive from Hashem. And the Sefer Ma'alot HaMidot explains, Hashem sees us helping others and he says, look at my people. They themselves are needy, yet they put their needs aside and go and help others. I who am not needy, for sure I'm going to come and help them. When we sacrifice our time, money, or energy, it appears that we are losing out. But how fortunate are we that Hashem ensures not only don't we lose, we even gain more. Shabbat Shalom.